fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour, Firearms Monday, on Monday the 14th of November. The prepper tip today is to get and read the book titled World Without Cancer. It has the cancer-preventing protocols that I've been using for more than 20 years. The author is G. Edward Griffin. The title, once again, is World Without Cancer. Special prayer requests today are our friend who does the pledge with us every week. Deputy Hendricks is undergoing open heart surgery in about 6 hours, almost to the minute. We're asking for prayers for the optimal outcome for our friend Deputy Hendricks down in the state of Mississippi. We have with us Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. World-class rifle and pistol training, reloading training, advanced first aid for wound care. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. or freedomtrain.com. Both work quite well. The telephone is 417-718-2597. And we're giving John from New York a comprehensive answer to his questions. Go ahead, Sam.
Before we move to the question, the website is freedomtrain.net.
Yep. Did I say
freedomtrain.net? If you want to go to freedomcentertraining.com or freedomtrain.net, it will take you to the same website.
Roger that. Let's continue.
Now, go ahead with your question, John. Did you have anything else you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I'm a newbie. I'm the Virgin Mary. How long does it take to swap out an upper, approximately?
Okay, so if you're swapping out an upper for a 300 blackout, you can use the charging handle, the bolt, and the bolt carry group that you have in your 223. So you would push two pins, your pivot pin and your rear pin, out until they're extended all the way out the right side of the receiver. You would lift the old upper off, pull the charging handle and bolt out, insert it into your 300 blackout upper, and then insert the upper on the lower and push the two push pins in. So it takes about I don't know, 35 seconds. Now, if
that's
you...
for you, Sam.
If you, if you're interested in switching to the 6.5... Yeah.
Yeah, 2-3 minutes at the most.
Nothing takes 2 or 3 minutes. Okay, so if you're interested in switching from a 2.23 or 5.56 to the 6.5 Grendel, there's an extra step there. You need a different diameter bolt face. So either you have a whole separate bolt carrier group made for the 6.5 Grendel that comes with the upper, or you're going to have to buy a 6.5 Grendel bolt and remove that bolt from your 2.23 bolt carrier, insert the 6.5 Grendel bolt into your old carrier, and then insert that into the upper. And that would take about 3 minutes.
All right. Let me just tell you guys, Sam, you don't know how inspirational you are. I live in upstate New York. I think there was major vote fraud here in New York. It's freaking scary. And I'm seeing family members die. I lost a housemate, people who got vaxxed. I didn't get vaxxed.
Good for you.
It's pretty, it's getting weird, and the demographic changes in upstate are pretty profound. So, and then you talk to people, and they're like zombies. They just go with the party line, and it's like living in the Twilight Zone. So it's wonderful that you and John share your thoughts and insights to people who are removed from a constitutional orientation. So I want to thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Well, appreciate the call, John. And if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to call. But make no mistake, the 6.5 Grendel delivers a lot more energy to the target than the 2.23. And so does the 300 blackout. And so if you're shooting inside 300 yards, either one of those calibers is a great option depending on where you're located.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Before we get to the next caller, how about a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Yeah, the firearms tip of the week. It is November 14th, unless I'm reading my calendar wrong.
It is, absolutely.
And I always, before Thanksgiving, I pull every gun out of my safe that I could possibly use for defensive work, and I clean and degrease every part, and I re-lubricate it with what I call winter lubrication. We live in Missouri, so it could be 100 degrees in the summer, and it could be 5 below in the winter. And I do not use gun oils to lubricate guns. They're overpriced. They're a complete ripoff. If you want really good lubrication for your weapon system, in the summertime when it's hot out, we use Mobil 1 10W30. And when it's really cold out, starting in November when the weather temperature starts to drop, we go to a different lubricant. And we use Mobil 1 0W20. Or we use Allison less than zero. Allison less than zero can be purchased at Brock's Performance. They are the importer. It is an incredible lubricant that will work down to 40 below zero. And that less than zero, you can buy a quart of it and lube your guns every winter for the next 10 years, and you might spend $13 or $14.
All right. Well, Sam, when I went to basic training in 1967 at Fort Leonard Wood, I took a can of Browning gun oil with me in my shaving kit. I was concerned the Army wouldn't have oil for my rifle.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad. It turned out I did need it when I got to Vietnam because we didn't have what we needed there. All right. Well said. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sam, I got to apologize. I was going to try to send you some pictures last week, and I I had some things come up and I couldn't get to it, but I'm hoping to go into town today. And I'm assuming that maybe I could send those pictures on your an email on your website.
You can send the pictures to either the phone number if you want to text them over to me, or you can send them, you can email them. If you email them, I'll be able to look at the pictures on a very big detailed screen.
Okay, I'm not very good with all this email stuff because I almost never do it, but I can for sure text it. I know that'll go through. But okay. One way or the other, I'm going to try to get you the pictures of our church and so you can you can do this. But I'd like to, so I really value your opinion. A couple of things. One, the guy that called in earlier that said he had on the barrel 45, 70, 90, and 110. That's right. What happens is they will take barrel, and by the way, he got a screaming deal. That Douglas barrel alone is worth $350. I mean, yep. If you didn't even have the rest of the gun. But in any case, that is they sometimes will cut them out so that you can shoot all three calibers, similar to what a 357 will shoot a 38.
Yes.
And so you can chamber and shoot 45, 70, 90, or 110, and it's chambered for the 110, but still available and easy to do for the different size cases. And you're correct. The 45, 90 is longer than the 70, and the 110 is longer than the 90. And that last number does have to do specifically with the amount, the many grains of black powder only that you put in that rifle. I'm sure he knows already, but you would never, any kind of a black powder gun like that, you would never put a smokeless powder in it. But I can tell you from personal experience, in a 45-70 with a 405 grain flat nose bullet, which is what I used to hunt with in Alaska, about the most you can put in there is about 56 and a quarter grains, and it's still a compressed load. And I don't suggest anybody do that, but I was where there was some big grizzlies where we used to hunt. And so I wanted everything I could get. And I could, so the 45-70, you can put black powder 70 grains, but you can't put, even that's going to be a compressed load and hot, but if the 45, 70, 90 is different cases, and the guy, just for information for him, you can, if he's listening, that'll help. The next thing I had for you, because it really got me thinking, every time I listen to you, I think about this stuff. I don't always call in with it, but so you mentioned, 300 yards and under, the blackout and the 223, or the blackout is fine. I'm curious, in your experience, what aren't most battles or gun battles, that kind of thing, done with in 300 yards or under? I mean, for the most part,
if you're in an urban environment, that it's 400 yards and in is what we call military operations urban terrain, 400 meters and in. So 440 yards and closer is typical for fighting in an urban city type environment. It's certainly okay. Not typical when you get into the suburbs or into the country where, don't you live in Wyoming?
No, I live in Montana. Yeah. Okay, and unbeknownst to most people, I'm in Western Montana. I mean, hunting over here is an example. You will be I think in the 50 years or so that I have lived here, the longest shot I have ever made on any animal in Western Montana has been about 190 yards. But when you go east of the mountains, it's a lot flatter and a lot longer terrain, longer range stuff, and not nearly the amount of trees until some places you drop down into gullies. And I've shot antelope over there at 705 yards one time. But right. It was, the difference is amazing. But my thing is, here's the crux of my question. So I have a really good friend of mine who was in Vietnam and fought in Vietnam. And he told me, said when he would, he was in a lot of really bloody fighting. And he said every chance they got, they would throw that .223 in their back and grab an AK-47. And anytime they had something with a heavier bullet in it that could function better. Of course, you're dealing with different AR platforms than the newer stuff we've got today. But he said the difference in having that 123 or so grain bullet that the communists were using compared to that little 55 grain or whatever it was in, I don't know, in Vietnam. He said that difference was amazing. He said we used to shoot those guys three and four times before we could put them down with a 223. And he said his best friend had part of his shoulder blown off with just one shot from an AK, the 7.62-39 round. So he was, and he said that if you he was not a fan of the 223. Of course, they have a lot better bullets, and they're talking, you know, I understand you're talking a solid point bullet and the difference, but still, he was, they said every chance they would get, they would grab all the ammo off of the, and this is his term, gooks. Every time they would shoot a bunch of them, they would grab their guns and ammo as much as possible. And even if they were on guard duty, he said you would, if an officer showed up, you'd put that away and grab your .223. But other than that, he said when there was nobody around, he said they would be carrying, he did carry an AK-47 with the 7.62 rounds in it. And I'd like to get your comments on that.
Yeah, I would caution you about making any assumptions about the .223 round relative to Vietnam. Okay, the typical M16A1 had a 1 in 12 twist. It shot a very hard, way too hard, full metal jacket bullet that basically just poked a hole in a guy and came out the other side. It was very similar to shooting someone with an arrow with no broadhead on it. You know, if you look at the wound channel. Now,
in a modern environment,
okay, an AR-15 piston operated in 300 blackout has very similar energy, caliber, and bullet weight to the AK-47, okay, and significantly more than the .223. But we also have bullets like the 52 AMAX and the 53 grain VMAX. Where if I hit you in the shoulder with one round, it would blow your shoulder off. Okay, so technology has changed. I mean, we now shoot these frangible bullets through 1 in 7 twist barrels. We're not shooting full metal jackets through 1 in 12s anymore. And so the rotational energy of the bullet spinning over 300,000 RPM when the bullet grenades is now transferring the rotational energy, not just the linear energy. And so I would caution you about making any assumptions based on your friend's experience in Vietnam, because things are not the same anymore.
Yes, I agree with you, and I understand that. I really do know that. The end of my question, and I was getting to it there, the end of my question is, do you, and I know you say that you mentioned that the 300 blackout was more of a lethal type weapon, and at 300 yards and under.
Yes.
And okay, so if that were to be true, then I was wondering, does the weight of the bullet have anything to do with that, or is it something else? That's where my question was going.
No, the real difference in the 300 blackout and the .223. is in the cross-sectional area of the bore. Okay, the cross-sectional area of the bore is significantly larger on the 300 blackout. So in the same length barrel, comparing apples to apples as far as barrel length goes, you can simply develop more energy in a bore with a larger cross-section. It doesn't have to do with the weight of the gun or the weight of the projectile. It has to do with the cross-sectional area of the bore that allows you to develop more energy in a given barrel length, and we got a break.
We do.
Hang on if you have more questions.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, hold on, Kyle. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My Veterans Day sale continues until midnight tonight, Monday the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, which includes a special premium. That would be a copy of my 2-DVD set titled Global Warming, What the Government's Been Telling You, the work of which was the basis for my being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic, the summer of 2017. In place you already pay full price, I refund the difference. And it goes until midnight tonight. If you're mailing a check, be sure it's postmarked before midnight tonight. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Website's freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to order a rifle, sign up for a class, give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And Carl from Montana, you've got a follow-up question or comment?
Yeah, a little bit. Sam, I'm kind of running here. I know we're on a really short segment this time. You subscribe, I assume, to that Taylor method, that cross-sectional density, so to speak, of the bullet does also affect the knockdown of it. That's one question. And then the last question, or the last thing, is not firearms related. And that is, this last election, this is my comment, this last election proved to the left that their corrupt controls have worked and are working. And I think we have lost the republic. And that's my opinion. But anyway.
I agree with you. I think I said that on the show months ago. The republic's gone. The only question is, are we going to take it back at some point? So.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yep. Okay. But do you subscribe then to the Taylor method of that, of energy of absorption, as well as taking into effect the cross-sectional density, the cross-section?
No.
Of the,
No. And it's too long an explanation for this segment, but at the long segment, I'll talk a little bit about that if we can get through some of these other calls.
Okay. Okay. I'll let you go. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Kyle. Thank you. Appreciate the caller. Our next caller is Nick in Missouri. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, Mr. Andrews. On buying a suppressor, I know some people recommend putting it in like a trust or something like that. Your thought?
Well, first off, when you buy a suppressor, the first consideration should be how much does it kill flash, muzzle flash? The second consideration is what's going to happen to that suppressor if something happens to me? So if you're asking yourself those two questions, then you would absolutely do a truss to put your suppressor in. What's the difference? If you die or become injured or incapacitated and you need to sell the suppressor or transfer it to a family member, that's going to cost $200. And if you don't do something right away, you literally give the ATF a reason to come knocking on your door, which I never recommend you give the feds a reason to knock on your door, okay? If you put it in a trust and you have the person that you want to give the suppressor to when you die or transfer control of the suppressor to when you become incapacitated, if they're listed as a responsible person on the Form 4, then nothing changes if something happens to you. The feds have no reason to come looking for you or find out where that suppressor is. And the person simply takes control of it because they're already listed as a responsible person. And then they can add someone to the trust that's a responsible person if something happens to them. So I'm a big fan of trust with suppressors and NFA weapons.
Thank you very much. And you recommend the Yankee Hill. I don't remember which model.
For a rifle, we like the R2 Resonator 30 cal, the full-size one. For anything 30 caliber and smaller because of its performance on killing flash. And for the handguns, we recommend a suppressor made by a company called Rugged. And the model we recommend is called an Obsidian. So you can get an Obsidian 45 or an Obsidian 9mm. Whatever fits your pistol. If you have multiple pistols, get the larger caliber. It'll work on all of them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Looks like our next caller is Jim in Michigan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John and Sam. Got a question about ammunition, if I could, please.
Sure,
I have 30-06 ammunition that I've had for 30 years. Is that any good anymore?
It's hard to tell. If the ammo has been kept dry and relatively cool, you know, under 80 degrees for the majority of its life, it could be good. What kind of ammo is it? What brand?
I think it's Remington.
Yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance you could shoot it. You know, if I were going to shoot 30-year-old ammo in a gun, I think I'd get a Lexan plate and a string. And I'd prop the gun up on a mount with some weight behind it and pull the trigger with a string first and see what happens.
Could that possibly blow up, Sam?
Yeah, if the coatings degrade on the powder, you can have the flame front and pressures run wild. Yes, that's possible.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Right. Okay, thanks for the call. We have Bob in the hour break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I now have a Twitter account as of 2 weeks ago. Since Elon Musk eliminated most of the censorship, I now have a Twitter account, and you can join me on Twitter. How about that? At thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners ends tonight at midnight. Energy cleaners and mattress pads, $25 off. Energy cleaners, 25% off to mattress pads with a special premium built in. That would be everybody who places an order gets a copy of my DVD, 2 DVD set titled Global Warming, What the Government is Telling You. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. You can place your order using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. You can mail me a check, postmark it before it's midnight tonight. Or you can call my toll-free order line. The order takers won't have a clue about the sale. Don't even ask them. It won't serve any purpose. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone is 417-718-2597. And let's continue with our discussion here, Sam. You're on mute,
okay,
Sam.
Okay, who's on the line and what's the question?
I think it's Jim in Michigan, isn't it? Jim, you
is
still
Jim
there?
Is Jim still with us? Got Charles in Wyoming.
Charles, Wyoming, good morning.
Charles, can you hear us now?
Well, Charles may be on a break. We'll put Charles back on hold, and we'll go to Rich in Missouri. Good morning, Rich.
I had further questions about the Mobil 1 automotive oils, synthetic oils being used as AR-15 lubricants. And I want to preface my question a bit. There's a young man that owns a gunsmithing school, has a YouTube channel. He uses the Mobil 1 stuff, but he demonstrated how he mixes his own with Mobil 1, I call it chassis grease, and the Mobil 1 engine synthetic oil. Any thoughts on that, Sam?
Did you say grease?
Yeah.
And Mobil 1?
Yeah, both Mobil 1 products, both synthetic, a synthetic like bearing grease and one part grease, let's say, and two parts, and I'm just ad-libbing, two parts Mobil 1, much the same weight grade.
Yeah.
That you said.
No, that's absurd, okay? And that won't work in cold weather, okay? So you definitely don't want to do that when it's cold out. Grease really thickens up when it gets cold. And so that's a really bad idea. But let's talk about lubricants here for a second. The reason we use synthetic lubricants is because they control the size of the polymer chain, where a non-synthetic lubricant has some polymer chains that are too small to prevent metal contact, and some polymer chains that are much too large. They're much larger than what you need to prevent metal-to-metal contact, so they make the viscosity of the lubricant thicker than it has to be. Okay, thickness is not an advantage in most situations, particularly if you're talking about parts sliding against one another. Now, there's a couple of exceptions in firearms where an oil lubricant may not be sufficient or ideal long-term. One of those exceptions on a bolt gun is the back of the bolt lugs. You want a very thin film of grease. You certainly don't want a mixture. That will help prevent your lugs from galling against the lugs of the action. On a bolt gun, the second place you're going to want grease, unless you're in a wintertime icy environment or in the desert where sand is blowing, is you're going to want it on the cocking ramp of the bolt, where the firing pin is cocked. And most bolt actions, modern bolt actions, cock on opening. So when you open the bolt, it cocks the firing pin. It slides up that 45-degree ramp and puts the firing pin in a stored energy position relative to the firing pin spring. So it compresses that spring and holds it in place until you pull the trigger. So you're going to want a very thin film of grease on that cocking ramp. The third place where grease can be useful on a firearm is on the cam ramp that breaks the brass loose. So when you open the bolt, there's a little section at the base of your bolt handle typically, and also a little angle on the back of the receiver of the bolt where you put a very tiny bit of grease, and you'll see a shiny mark there. That's because that little spot is absorbing all the energy when you open the bolt and break the brass loose from the chamber. Okay? Now, keep in mind, that's great in the summertime in eastern deciduous forest. It may not be the ideal way to lubricate your gun in the wintertime in a desert environment or in high mountain conditions where the wind is blowing fine matter all over your firearm. Okay, we use dry lube systems for that. But if you're sliding parts back and forth against one another, like on a bolt carrier, charging handle on an AR, a good synthetic oil is more than sufficient to prevent metal-to-metal contact. Now, if you're talking about high pressure areas like the back of the lugs, the cocking ramps, the cam pin on an AR-15, which is the highest wear point on the whole weapon system, then a very small amount of grease will be a good thing. So you need to understand the amount of pressure that's being placed on the parts, and you need to understand the forces involved. And once you understand that, you understand whether a good synthetic oil is optimal or if you actually need a high-quality lithium grease. We don't recommend moly greases. So a high-quality lithium grease, a white lithium grease, works just fine and prevents friction better than some of, like, say, the Mobil 1 grease that you would use to pack a bearing with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The longer the short of it does. How do you feel about Tetra?
I don't want anything to do with it.
Okay, that's not my.
I don't want Teflon lubricants in my gun. I don't want gun lubes. I mean, you get a 2 ounce bottle for $12. I mean, it's a complete ripoff. Let me tell you something. If a synthetic motor oil will work in an engine like the engines I build that rev 15 to 20,000 RPM, it'll do just fine in your weapon system, and certainly much better than any gun oil. You wouldn't put gun oil in your engine. Why? Because it doesn't lubricate as well, and it's not as good an oil. But you could certainly put these high-quality synthetic engine oils in your gun, and they are more than good enough to meet the requirements.
Okay, Rich. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's see if Charles from Wyoming is back. Are you back, Charles?
Looks like we lost Charles.
Well, you wanted to follow
let's
up?
Let's talk a little bit about the terminal ballistics questions that Kyle from Montana asked.
It's time for that. Right.
Yeah. He was asking about the sectional density of the bullet and the weight of the bullet in this particular guy's theory on killing. And I don't subscribe to that gentleman's theory because I know more than that gentleman knows. Okay. When you fire a projectile out of a modern firearm, you have a certain amount of mass, and you have a certain amount of velocity at impact. In other words, you have the potential to transfer that energy to the target. It takes energy to do work. Destroying an enemy, flesh and bone and blood and all of the things that get disrupted when it's hit by a bullet, takes energy. So there's two questions that occur when you're trying to defeat an enemy and kill them. The first question is, do I have enough energy to do the work? And will the projectile distribute the energy in a way that optimizes my chances of killing or disabling the enemy? And so in part you're dealing with thresholds. In part, you're dealing with a certain level of energy that's a minimum amount required. And in part, you're dealing with a distribution area. Okay? So when we talk about terminal ballistics, we've got the linear energy of the bullet flying to the target. And we describe that as impact velocity, whatever the velocity of the projectile is right as it hits the target. Because from the time you fire till the time the bullet hits, the velocity is decaying or degrading. The bullet's traveling slower and slower and slower the further it flies. So we worry more about impact velocity and impact energy than muzzle velocity. The second thing we need to understand is that we have to have a threshold of penetration. So if the bullet hits and fragments and blows a half-inch deep patch in the target, it's not going to kill the target. It will certainly leave a nasty surface wound, but it's not going to kill or disable the target. So we need to reach a threshold of penetration. Now, on the opposite end of the problem spectrum, if we over-penetrate, if the bullet doesn't fragment and it travels in a straight line through the target and exits the target and leaves 60% of its energy in the tree or in the ground, we've only transferred the balance of that to the target. So if we leave 60% in the ground, we've only transferred 40% to the target. So over-penetration is not an ideal scenario. The ideal scenario when shooting at a human target, at a human threat, is to penetrate a minimum of 3.5 inches and then have the bullet fragment. Because when the bullet fragments, we get multiple permanent wound channels. We don't get over penetration. And 100% of the energy spreads out and creates a massive shockwave into the target. And that shockwave does a couple of things for you. It has a much better chance of reaching a central nervous system area, which will immediately incapacitate the threat and make you safer. And it also has a much better chance when the bullet fragments of creating multiple wound channels and cutting a major artery, which will cause the target to bleed out and die. So the permanent wound channel ultimately determines typically if the person lives or dies. But that person could die immediately, or that person could die 3 weeks later in a hospital, and you have no way of controlling that. The temporary wound cavity, which follows around in a cigar or Hershey's Kiss shape around all of the permanent wound channels, that's the shock wave being transmitted through the target that bruises tissue and disrupts tissue. It doesn't destroy it. The temporary wound cavity, which is always larger than the permanent wound channel, will determine whether that threat continues to be a threat in the moment. So we have to learn to differentiate between killing a target and stopping the threat from being a threat. The permanent wound channel determines whether the target lives or dies. The temporary wound cavity determines whether the threat continues to be a threat or ceases to act in the moment. And so it becomes significant when the weight of the bullet becomes not as important an issue, where the total energy transmitted to the target becomes much more of an issue. Two clear examples. A guy hunting with a 30-06, he's got a 220 grain 30 cal partition bullet in his 30-06 running 2400 feet a second. He hits a white-tailed deer at 100 yards, and that bullet's now going 2200 feet per second. That's our impact velocity. That bullet is so hard and so stout and so sturdy that it just pokes a 30 caliber hole all the way through the deer and leaves 80% of its energy in a tree that the deer was standing in front of. That deer is going to run off unless you shot him right through the heart. If you shot him through the heart, he's going to jump 5 feet in the air. He's still going to run, but maybe not as far. Now, let's talk about a second example. 30-06, you've got a 125 grain ballistic tip running 3,200 feet a second. Its impact velocity at 100 yards is just over 3,000 feet a second. The bullet's RPM, its revolutions per minute, is easily 30% faster it's spinning than the 220 grain bullet in the first example. The bullet goes in 4 inches and grenades into multiple particles. The very bottom of the jacket winds up on the opposite side of the deer from the entry hole, just under the skin. The lead particles exploded into tiny pieces and spread out like a Hershey's Kiss laying on its side, 9 inches in diameter. The temporary wound cavity is massive. It turns the heart, the lungs, the top third of the liver into liquid goo. The deer drops in its tracks and falls instantly, and it's dead in 3 seconds. Doesn't run. Drops like a puppet with a string cut. That's the difference between transferring the linear and the rotational energy of the bullet to the target versus only transferring 20% of the bullet's linear energy to the target, which is what happens on a pass-through. And this is why the bullet's weight is not significant. It's more about the total energy transmitted to the target and in what shape and at what speed that energy is transmitted. It might take 8 milliseconds for a bullet to pass through a deer's torso. If the bullet stays in the deer and grenades, it might take 4 milliseconds for that bullet to come apart, and it creates a massive shockwave in the target and disables it and kills it almost immediately.
And that's certainly a lot more humane than the animal suffering, isn't it, Sam?
Certainly is. I'm not a big fan of people who say, yeah, I use a big heavy bullet to make sure I kill that thing, and I got an exit wound so I can track it. Well, if you shoot it with the right bullet, you won't have to track it. It'll be laying right where you shot it.
That's the best outcome there. Absolutely the best outcome. Roger, we could squeeze another. Well, we got a break coming up, our last break. So we'll just get through the break, and we'll have you summarize your thoughts for the week, sir. And the training schedule won't be posted until what month in 2020?
Probably March. But John, I want to tell everybody, if you don't have a thermal and you want a thermal, I actually have a micro in stock I can ship this week.
Okay.
And I don't often have the thermals in stock because the demand has been higher, faster than I can get them. But if you want a thermal, I've got one in stock. Call me.
And I want to urge people to donate to the Freedom Center Legal Defense Fund at thelibertyman.com. We have a break. We'll get Sam's summary. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back. Well, Sam, you've got about 2.5 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir. You're on mute, Sam. Sam, you're on mute. Okay, Sam, you're on mute, sir. Okay. Sam, you're on mute. Okay, I don't think he can hear me. Maybe he had to take a break himself. Well, this has been, Firearms Monday is always fascinating, and I always look forward to it. The knowledge here is so proprietary and so exclusive to the John Moore Radio Show. This is the kind of a knowledge you can't literally, you literally cannot get anywhere else. Sam, are you back there? Still on mute. Okay. Well, maybe something came up. There you're back.
I am back.
Go ahead. You're about 2 minutes to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir.
Well, we still have a massive problem with voter fraud in some states. This country needs to go to all paper ballots, hand-counted at the precinct with a carbon copy, so we distribute the voting data amongst the people. The power should reside with the people in a democratic republic, and that's how we make that happen. The fight is not over. We still have massive voter fraud in this country. Why do you think hardly a single incumbent senator lost? We started the Dominion voting machine company in the intelligence agencies so that we could steal elections in foreign countries where we wanted our guy installed as the leader of the country. That system has been turned against the American people. All electronic machines and counting machines need to be banned from the United States of America. No question about it. We need to get it done. Jim Jordan needs to be the Speaker of the House. Don't believe people when they tell you that Ron DeSantis should be the Republican candidate for president. Ron DeSantis is being supported by the deep state. Ron DeSantis is the deep state choice for the Republican Party. Don't take the bait. Don't follow the media. It's all a hoax. They fear Trump getting in office because they know he will clean house at a corrupt FBI and Department of Justice. And that is exactly what this country needs. Ron will not clean house. So be very, very careful what you believe in the media about how popular Ron DeSantis is. Ron is only popular among Rhino Republicans and Trump haters. I'm not the biggest fan of Trump in the world. But honestly, we need a guy just like Trump who's been screwed by the Department of Justice and the FBI. We need somebody like him to get elected and to clean house. And that's exactly what Trump will do. And he should be the candidate for the Republican Party if we want to take this country back.
Well, prior to Mar-a-Lago, it wasn't all that personal. But when the FBI went through his wife's underwear, it became very personal, didn't it?
Oh, it better be personal right now. And Trump better be singing a different tune, and he better be a lot smarter about who he hires in his cabinet. But
Roger,
I think
that
he has a lot better idea right now than he did. And DeSantis is too naive and too young and too inexperienced to be president of the United States.
Roger that. Thanks, Sam. Look forward to having you back next Monday.
John, let freedom ring. Have a great week.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large, productive, beautiful state of Texas. Lord, please bless the United States of America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.